Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Luis Lopez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chris James. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jerry Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbard. And now, play ball. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Huff. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Huff steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground for a single. Huff scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a ball on the ground for a single. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Raines. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Raines steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Firmin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lopez hits a pop-up towards first. Pasqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. James strikes out. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora hits a fly ball towards left. Brown settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brown. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Huff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Huff. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Huff steals second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Huff moves to third. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Huff scores. Berga moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with Hibbard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman misplays the ball. That's an error on Furman. Thomas moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Pasqua moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga juggles the ball. That's an error on Berga. Pasqua scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball towards center. Huff catches it and throws to first to double up Sosa. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Warren News on now playing left field. Joel Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora misplays the ball. That's an error on Cora. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to second. One out. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with Hibbard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nuzon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ventura moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Pasqua moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to home to get Pasqua. Fisk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. News unsettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Nichols now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Huff. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Huff throws the ball into Berga who tags Guillen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nuzon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuzon hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 3 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing right field. Chris James now playing left field. Alex Cole now playing center field. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cole bunts for a single. Melado Perez now pitching. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff bunts towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Cole moves to second. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Cole. The throw from Fisk and he is out. Ventura applying the tag. 2 outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 4 in the game. Fermin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 4 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Allred now playing left field. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. Cora bunts for a single. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Cora moves to second. One out. Matt Morello pinch hits for Warren News On. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.